Yesterday, there was a magnificent game of footy up at the SCG. It was the Gold Coast Suns who stunned the Sydney Swans, a genuine contender, and midfielder Braden Fiorini has been good enough to join us on Sunday Crunch Time. Braden, welcome to you and congratulations on the win.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Talk to me about the impact that a win like that over the Swans, who are a genuine contender this year, what impact does that have on the group as a whole?
Yeah, it was a massive win for us in the end. Obviously, we started the year off pretty well, and then our last few weeks has been a little bit inconsistent in phases of the game. So we've still kept that belief there internally. Externally, obviously, we haven't been getting the wins, which has been tough. But to get a big hard-fought win yesterday against a really good football club in Sydney was huge for our confidence.
And I've been reading a lot about the game plan. Michael Whiting on afl.com.au has written a couple of really great pieces talking through it. We've heard Stuart Dew talk about it and the adjustment. I mean, talk to me from a player's point of view how challenging it is and what you guys are going through in terms of adjusting it and finally getting the pieces of this puzzle to fall together.
Yeah, it has been a bit of a change this year with our game plan, and you know, Dewey's been here a few years now, so we're starting to build. And this year, yeah, we've adjusted a few things with our offense and ball movement, and then our team defense, which has changed a little bit. But our contest has been pretty similar, and that's what we pride ourselves on, with our contest and pressure. And that's been pretty consistent throughout the year. But we have had some inconsistencies with our team D and our ball movement at times throughout the year, which has let us down. So that was a major focus coming into this week, and I feel like we executed that really well on the weekend.
Braden, it's Josh Jenkins here. Congrats on yesterday's big win. You were given an armchair ride from your co-captain, Jared Witts. He was dominant yesterday, 19 disposals. He was all over the ground against Peter Laddams, who had been in good form, 37 hit-outs, 11 hit-outs to advantage from the big fella, which he leads the competition in that category. So it must have been, it's easy to really have the tone set when your big man and your co-captain is playing in such great form.
Yeah, exactly right, Josh. He's been a massive presence for us. Obviously, we missed him a fair bit last year when he went down with that knee. So to have him back this year and put it on a platter for us mids, we can't ask for much more. But just his presence out there, you know, it makes us mids around him walk a bit taller when he's out there playing like that. So, yeah, it was a huge game from the skipper yesterday.
Braden, Brett Phillips, well done. You do like the SCG. It's been quite kind to you the last few years. I suppose my questions are in the bigger picture of the Gold Coast. If we just took out the win-loss as it stands right now, you've been around for some time. You've been inside the leadership group. You've had some periods where you've been out of the team as well and have had to fight your way back as the list has continued to evolve and competition for spots. Do you feel, as someone who's one of the more experienced players, because we ponder the Gold Coast a lot down here, when are they going to really emerge and maybe stand up and threaten to make the finals? But how confident do you feel just internally about the direction of the club? Is it more bullish now than what it ever has been? Can you give us that sort of inner feeling?
Yeah, definitely the most bullish we've been internally. We had a really good pre-season. As I said, we tinkered our game plan a little bit there. We got some personnel in as well. And we're just building at the moment. Like, we've got so much belief there. Obviously, we are judged on the wins and losses. That's just the industry we're in. So, but we're just trying to focus on, you know, 1 week at a time, and just we can match it with the best in the competition. And the only thing that's letting us down, I suppose, is that inconsistency. So the best teams show that they're turning up week in, week out. So we just need to try and get to that level. But we are building. And since I've been at the club, yeah, definitely the most bullish we've been. And we're just going to take it 1 week at a time. And we can't wait for next week already.
And it was great to see big Rory Thompson, the big red-headed fullback, back in the lineup, mate. He's been absolutely torn apart by knee injuries, and it's been a long time since he's played AFL footy. He almost kicked a goal in the first quarter, which would have been his first goal in 9 years at AFL level. But you must have been given a great boost, a great morale boost, having someone like that back in the 22.
Yeah, exactly, mate. He was he's probably the heart and soul of the Gold Coast Suns, as you said. He's been around for a while, and he's had a tough road, and he's shown great resilience to get back to where he is today. And he's put a good block in over the last sort of month or so in the VFL and training. And It was just really good to see him get his opportunity again. And as you said, it definitely was a morale boost for the boys and would have been nice for him to kick that goal from 50. But he's just so solid down back there and we have so much trust in him just to get the job done. And he got it done yesterday.
Braden, I want to ask you about your footy. I mean, the last two seasons, you've sort of been in and out of the side. You played the last eight games of last season as well. What's been the change for you to cementing your spot in the 22 for this season?
Yeah, obviously it's been a tough couple of years there when I was in and out of the side and obviously just want to be playing every week. But I just tried to stay patient and just try and get better every single week, whether it was playing in the VFL or training or just try and develop my game as much as I could. So probably the main shift I've tried to focus on is just my sort of intensity and speed in the contest and the pressure around the ball and just, yeah, being a bit more quick in there and just have an overall impact on the game. So I've just tried, as I said, gone away and tried to work on my game regardless of where I was playing and got a few games at the back end of last year and just tried to build that into the preseason this year and played every game this year, which is really good, but just trying to get better every week. And I love being back out there with the boys, so it's been good.
Can I just go back just for a fraction? Josh, you can probably weigh in here. You know, in trying to be a great footy club, you talk about trying to get that consistency of effort every single week. And I'm always I want to be the fly on the wall inside, watching the habits, watching how guys go about it individually, collectively. And, no doubt you look at the talent right now on this Gold Coast list and the players who are not in the team, that this team could really emerge. So what's the little things that we can't see, the little intangibles behind the scenes, Braden, that can maybe elevate this group to another level?
It's a hard one to judge, but we probably have been labelled as that still young group, which we don't want to label ourselves as anymore. So I think it's just having that belief that we can achieve whatever we want to achieve. So we've got really good habits there. You know, the young boys have come through and they're really professional in the way they go about it. And I think the main one is just belief and believing we can match it with the best, as we've shown this year in patches. We took it up to Carlton, obviously yesterday with Sydney. We pushed Melbourne earlier in the year. So just the best teams in the competition, we have shown that at our best, we can match it with them. So it's just that belief and the consistency, as I touched on before.
Braden, I want to ask you about big Levi Casbolt from the Blues, who's come up sort of a late-ish addition. But he's been, with Ben King going down to that long-term injury, he's been immense for you guys, giving you such a great target ahead of the footy. He was brilliant last week here at the MCG against the Pies. And he didn't have his biggest game yesterday, but he bobs up, kicks a couple and kicked probably the sealer. So he's been immense for you guys, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been massive for us. He's just the definition of playing your role week in, week out. You know, we know what we're going to get with him, just a big contest down the line. I can't really remember the last time we got outmarked this year. So, as you said, he might have had a little bit of a quieter one yesterday, but he still bopped up when we needed him and kicked two, I think, in the last. So, he's been a massive pickup for us and we love kicking it down his way.
Braden, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Crunch Time. We really appreciate your time and congratulations once again with the win yesterday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.